Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
Welcome to this episode, 5 Signs You're Holding Back in Your Life. Do you sometimes feel like you're sitting on the sidelines of your life? Do you look at your friends and family and feel like everyone else has got their shit together and you're struggling? You go through each day feeling lost, missing that thing in your life that you're passionate about. You feel like you've got no ambition, future aspirations. You're literally letting each day pass you slowly. It could be that you're holding back in your life. So let's explore the signs. The first sign is you criticize yourself. Miss J was reading in the car the other day and she spelled out a word not knowing what it was. Mummy, what's this word? C-R-I-T-I-C-I-S-E. It's criticize, I shared. Do you know what it means? And she shook her head and then began a rather long conversation, as it is with kids, about criticism and the difference between being critical and providing feedback. What we realized through the discussion is that we often criticize, but we don't often provide feedback on what could be done differently. Do you criticize yourself? So many of us don't keep check on the things we say to ourselves. Half the time we don't even realize we're criticizing ourselves. And so often we do so without being balanced, acknowledging the positives, or even reflecting on what we could do differently. Next time you find yourself being critical, thinking you've done it wrong or that you're not good enough, be fair to yourself and provide yourself with balanced feedback. Acknowledge what you've done well and if there is something you could have done differently. The second sign is you feel exhausted. Do you get to the end of the day, flop on the couch and breathe a sigh of exhaustion? How you feel at the end of the day says a lot about your lifestyle. Feeling physically tired can be normal depending on the pace of life you lead. So how are you feeling emotionally? If you feel mentally and emotionally exhausted at the end of the day, then it's a sign you need to change something. Something in your life is not aligned. Start by considering what you want to be doing, rather than just doing things out of habit. And make sure your actions are aligned with what you truly want from your life. The third sign, you're a flake. Do you cancel plans for no reason at the last minute? And never follow through on the plans you make for yourself, that dentist appointment or going to the gym? The hard truth here is it's called a lack of integrity. It degrades other people's trust in you and your trust in yourself. And this leads to a low self-esteem. Do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. Your self-worth will get an instant boost. The fourth sign, you can't remember the last time you did something for yourself. What do you like to do? If you were suddenly the only person left on earth, would you still have things you could keep yourself happy and fulfilled with? Playing the piano, cooking meals, painting. Make a list of the things you like to do. Think about what you like to do as a child, the things that you can get lost in, the things that bring you joy. And then put some time in your diary this week for that. Give yourself permission to do that thing, even if it's 10 minutes a day to doodle. You're not being frivolous. You're making time for yourself and it's important to your emotional and mental well-being. And the fifth sign, something is just missing. Maybe it's been eating away at you for a while now. Maybe it's a thought in the back of your mind, a little voice in your ear that you can't seem to shake. This isn't it. It's common for women to get to a stage in their lives where it just doesn't feel right anymore. That career you pursued isn't right for you anymore. Or you've devoted your time to your family and now you want something for yourself. take time to discover what it is for you and make a plan to pursue it. Sometimes it helps to start with what you don't want, and then you can identify what you want. If you feel like you're sitting on the sidelines of your life, holding back in your life, I invite you to explore working with me. I'm really excited. My coaching doors are open and I've got 3 coaching spots available. Book a free discussion with me before the 23rd of October to secure your spot. The link will be in the show notes.